Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift between now and the end of the year, we'll send you a CD of a Christmas and Epiphany sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size year-end gift, we'll thank you with a CD of one of Todd's Christmas and Epiphany sermons.
No matter what we choose to believe, there's no God who condones taking the life of an innocent human being.
Where I think we are in the culture, but also with religious institutions, is that people have stopped hating us, that is to say LGBT people, but they're not yet ready to celebrate us. That's the next big work to do.
Maybe it's something as simple as you whistle while you work.
Just whistle while you work.
Mega churches are a house of cards. Mega churches really are the primary example of what's wrong with evangelicalism, why it's so thin, so insubstantial, so unsatisfying.
Southern Illinois truck drivers who love Issues, etc.
I imagine for many Christians, these hymns are among the favorite hymns of their lives, not just a favorite hymn this time of the year, but a favorite hymn of their life. Isn't it amazing how just hearing the strains of a Christmas hymn, not even the words sometimes, but just the sound of it echoing through the shopping mall, can put you in mind of not just Christmas pasts, that's the nostalgia, but put you in mind of the message of Christmas. I was recently at a concert, a choir concert. My son, who attends a public school in the town where we live, we were there, and to my great surprise, it was made up entirely of Christian Christmas hymns. Some of them newer, some of them older, but all of them explicitly about the birth of Christ the Savior. None of it was left out. I was truly amazed. And listening to that, I thought to myself, these hymns are so embedded in our hearts and minds that they are genuinely great tools for teaching the faith. And Christmas time is a time when many Christians have their favorite hymns. That's why we're asking you that very question here in this hour of Issues, Etc. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We're coming to you live this Wednesday. It's the 22nd of December. I want to hear from you live this Wednesday. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. I'm Todd Wilkin. We'll be asking and answering the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can go to our Facebook fan page and leave your answer to that question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? The why is important. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. So what is your favorite Christmas hymn? You have to think through all the ones that you know, and then why did you pick that one as your favorite? If you're like me, it changes sometimes almost every year. Up first, Richard, he says, I cling to the beautiful theology of the verse in O Come All Ye Faithful that doesn't get played on the radio. Word of the Father now in flesh appearing.
Thank you.
right, that's one vote for O Come All Ye Faithful. What about the rest of you? What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We'll play a little bit of all the ones that we can, and then the end, the one that gets the most votes, we'll play the entire Christmas hymn. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-MYIE. We're coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon. It's the 22nd. Of December. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or be among the many who've left their answers to that question at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Some people like it just because of the beautiful words and the beautiful music. That's the case with Cindy in O'Fallon, Missouri. She says, "Lo, how a rose e'er blooming." Beautiful words, beautiful music. Listening to a little bit of your favorite Christmas hymns on this Wednesday afternoon, December the 22nd, here on Issues Etc. You can chime in. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Have you ever noticed that these hymns, some of them talk about the what of Christmas. They kind of musically set up the nativity scene for you. They don't spend a lot of time talking about the why or the who of Christmas. That needs to be supplied elsewhere. Then ones like "Lo, how a rose is growing," or "Lo, how a rose e'er blooming," is all about the why. It's all metaphor and explaining what it is God is doing in this birth in Bethlehem. Really, perhaps the best of the Christmas hymns have both the what, the nativity scene, and the why and the who. Those two are tied together, aren't they? The why of Christmas is all about the who of Christmas. Ryan in Detroit, Michigan says, "Lord Jesus Christ, thy manger is." It's a Paul Gerhardt hymn. This hymn gives the cross in the manger. It reminds us that Christmas celebrates the birth of our redemption, the one who doth come to serve the sinner in great meekness. It also reminds us of God's great love that he took on flesh to die for us. Let's hear a little bit. That's "Lord Jesus Christ, thy manger is." Paul Gerhardt is a great hymn writer. This one comes from Thomas in Alma, Michigan. He says, "I have so many favorites, but if I have to choose one as a favorite of favorites, it would be 'What Child Is This?' First, I love the tune, Greensleeves. But more importantly, this hymn carol leaves no doubt as to who this child is and why he has come, especially in the second stanza, which takes us from the manger right to the cross." That's a theme emerging here among our listeners in their favorite Christmas hymns and why. And he quotes, "Why lies he in such mean estate where ox and ass are feeding? good Christians fear, for sinners hear the silent word is pleading. Nail, spear shall pierce him through, the cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail the word made flesh, the babe, the son of Mary. Tom writes, it doesn't get much better than that. Goosebumps every time. Listening to some of your favorite Christmas hymns. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Think it through. Give us a call. This break is a great time to think it over and give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. We're coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon, December the 22nd. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. You can email your vote to us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Give us a call. This break is a good time to call, 1-877-623-MYIE.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to IssuesETC.org and click Find a Church. Christological, Creedal, Confessional. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The shepherds' hearts were full of fear. They shook right in their shoes. But then the angel called to them, "Fear not, I've got good news." Words from the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, a children's book, The Shepherds Shook in Their Shoes. You can find out more about this great stocking stuffer at IssuesETC.org. Or you can purchase The Shepherds Shook in Their Shoes and other great Christmas art books for children by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040.
Hi, this is Kate in Japan, and I'm commenting on the program you had about the Unification Church.
Thanks to God's gift of the Internet, people are listening to Issues Etc. around the world.
The most important point is to say I love your show and thank you for doing what you do. Bye from Japan.
Old theology, new technology, Issues Etc. worldwide. Listen to what you want, when you want, wherever you are. Issues Etc. IssuesETC.org.
As an Issues Etc. tradition, each year we play What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We're doing it on this Wednesday afternoon, December the 22nd, our last live day before taking some time off for the holiday. What about you? What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You can leave your answer to that question at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. You can send us a tweet at issuesETC, an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesETC.org, or just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Before the break, we heard from Thomas, who had voted for What Child Is This? And two things come to mind. First of all, this Friday, we're going to be talking with Pastor Will Whedon about that very hymn here on Issues Etc., What Child Is This?, and about the words that strike Thomas from Michigan so close to the heart, and that is, good Christians fear for sinners hear the silent word is pleading. This is a remarkable statement about the incarnation, that even at his incarnation, even at his birth, he is already our substitute before God. He is already our advocate before God. He is pleading our case and bearing our sins all the way to the cross. That's what makes a really good Christmas hymn, one that doesn't just leave Jesus in the manger, but gets him to the cross and out of the empty tomb as well. Alicia says, O come, Emmanuel, redemptive and hopeful. It also convicts us of our sin, the reason we need Christ to come and be God with us in his first advent, and it eloquently expresses the deep longing we feel for his second advent. We're going through your favorite Christmas hymns. Which ones are your favorite and why? 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. Everybody has a favorite for some reason. Sometimes it's that Christmas program from childhood. We recently did an interview with Dr. Norman Nagel that will air during the Christmas season, a little bit later in the Christmas season, I think the 27th of December, if I'm not mistaken. And he talked about a little country church where he grew up and singing these Christmas hymns and each having their part of Luke 2 to remember. But it's not just nostalgia. It's about this story being embedded not just in the mind or the memory, but in the heart by faith. It's a story that is grasped by faith. To hear the angels sing, to sing the songs along with the angels every time the church remembers Christ's birth and celebrates Christ's birth. These are the words of faith. These aren't simply quaint stories or fond memories. Mike in Pickerel, Wisconsin says, of the Father's love begotten. He says, I love each line ending evermore and evermore, especially when it closes the doxological stanza. I can almost hear the ancient church chanting it in cloisters of those beautiful cathedrals. It gives me a great sense of peace and really captures the majesty of the moments with phrases like, let creation praise its Lord, and powers, dominions, bow before him. The hymn he's talking about, of the Father's love begotten.
Of the things that are
The first stanza of the Father's Love Begotten. I agree with Mike in Pickerel, Wisconsin. That is one of the greats. And it's also, as I said before, it's one of those that is not so much about the what, the setting the table of the nativity scene, but of the why and the who of this baby born in Bethlehem. What about the rest of you? What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or visit our Facebook fan page and leave your answer there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Kevin in St. Louis picks one that Lutherans probably know better than others, but this is a truly remarkable and contemporary hymn. It's quite contemporary. Its author, Yaroslav Vajda, and the title is called Where Shepherds Lately Knelt. It is very quickly becoming one of my favorite Christmas hymns. He says, rich in theology and poignantly closes each stanza in the gospel phrase, for me. Right. When you get this for me at the end of this, this is how Lutherans sing their Christmas hymns, you know, and when it's this rich in the for you, the for me of the gospel, that this is happening for you. Did you ever stop and think about that? That this isn't just for the world. Born unto you. There are the words right there in the angel's proclamation to the shepherds. Born to you this day. Not to Mary, not to the world. There's nothing generic about this birth. This is a child who is for you and for me. See, this is the good news of Christmas, isn't it? If it isn't for you and for me, then it's no more relevant than Santa Claus or Frosty the Snowman. It's just an older story. If it isn't for you and for me that this child is born and born to die. Martin Luther, who loved Christmas, by the way, some of the Western Christmas traditions stem right back to that man. Martin Luther says, these are the words that are the words of faith for you. Faith believes this promise from God for you. Or in the case of the Christmas story, unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. There's the gospel of Christmas. That this child is born for us. It's all for us. It's not window dressing on anything else. It's not so that we can tell our kids great stories. It is only and always for us. Cindy in Florida says, angels from the realms of glory, all creation join in praising God, the Father, Spirit, Son, evermore your voices raising to the eternal three in one. Come and worship. Come and worship. Worship Christ, the newborn King. She says in Florida, I love to sing this, and it points to the Trinity. My second would have to be Of the Father's Love Begotten. I love Lutheran hymns. So here's Angels from the Realms of Glory. Angels from the Realm of Glory. How many of these hymns are starting with the angel's proclamation? The good news. I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be to all men. It's gospel proclamation. It's so easy for us to turn Christmas into, again, as we are often want to do, turn Christmas and the hymns of Christmas into law. This is a baby born as a really good example for us to follow. Oh, look at his humility. Look at how unwanted he is by the world around him. And look how he lives. If this is just an example to follow, then this little baby doesn't do us any good. In fact, I think we should be honest and say that if this little baby Jesus is just born to be our example, which, by the way, the angels say he's born to be our Savior, not our example, then it's the example that damns us all. This is a baby who never sins. Try raising that baby. Try raising a child. How difficult must it be for Mary to raise a child that doesn't sin? He can't get in trouble because he doesn't sin. Maybe harder than raising one that does. But if he's just the example, if this isn't good news of great joy, it would just be bad news. He's a Savior. We'll be right back.
We have some great programs lined up for you during the Christmas season, and here's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen. It's a special church bulletin insert for Issues Etc. Christmas programming. Just go to the support page at issuesetc.org, download, print, and make copies of the Christmas programming bulletin insert. The bulletin insert can be used for the weekends of December 18th and 25th. Talk radio for the Christmas season. Issues Etc. IssuesETC.org and click support.
The Word Made Flesh, a Christmas sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
Had this God not come in human flesh, would we ever know the true God? The true God is only known in the fact that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us full of grace and truth.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon for any size gift before the end of the year. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2010.
Old theology, new technology. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Modern technology used to expand abortion.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Abortion advocates often decry a lack of access to abortion services for women in rural areas, but Planned Parenthood is seeking to make abortion more widely available through a process called telemedicine. Abortion doctors can actually prescribe services, especially the prescription drug mifepristone, sometimes known as the morning after pill, through video conference. The patient and doctor never actually meet. While telemedicine services have expanded in recent years, Planned Parenthood businesses in Iowa are the first to provide abortions this way. Listen next time for more.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
Still a half hour for your vote for your favorite Christmas hymn. Remember to tell us why. Our call-in number live this Wednesday afternoon, the 22nd of December, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our email address right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. In the week to come, we have some great guests and some great topics for the Christmas celebration. We want you to stick with us during the week of Christmas, and here are some of those topics. We're going to do what we like to do is match the best topic with the best guest. I think we've done a great job for the coming week. The birth of Christ according to Matthew's Gospel, none better to talk to about that subject than Dr. Jeff Gibbs all through Christmas week. That's Thursday. This week, tomorrow, Friday on the program, Pastor Will Whedon, one of our listeners' favorite guests, will be with us. One of the hymns that's already been talked about here on the program, What Child Is This? We'll be discussing that with him. You can only imagine what is in store there. Dr. Norman Nagel, who has been with us again in spite of a stroke. We'll be talking about the first Christmas, Monday on the 27th of December, and in that week leading up to the end of the year, Tuesday, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Dr. Arthur Just will be our guest, another Christmas hymn to contemplate during that Christmas week. We'll talk about the birth of Christ in the Old Testament. Dr. Ken Sherb will be our guest. He has a unique take on some Old Testament texts that point forward to the birth of Christ. One of them, Jacob's Ladder. It's very interesting the way he deals with that. Then, the birth of Christ according to the Gospel of John. Some people say there is no birth of Christ in John's Gospel. Well, there is, and it's very well explained by Dr. Walter A. Meyer II of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Then we'll cap off that week Friday, the last day of the year, 31st of December. We'll look ahead to a new year from the perspective of the Old Testament with Dr. Ken Sherb. You can find out all about next week's programming at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. Right there we have a downloadable, printable bulletin insert for you to take to your congregation this very weekend and ask them to include it so that your whole congregation knows about the great Christmas programming ahead. And we've made it easy. Just download it and print it for your church secretary or pastor. Issuesetc.org. Click support. It's right there at the top of the page. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Michael in Virginia says his favorite, "O Holy Night, Just So Beautiful." Let's hear. Keep listening to that one. Now, there's the kind of the worship aspect of this. We're being called along with the shepherds to bend the knee before the proclamation of Christ's birth. I think that's probably why that is so deeply embedded in the hearts of so many Christians, not just because it's a remarkable piece of music, but because it is a call to worship, which is essentially what Christmas night is all about for those shepherds. They're being called to worship the newborn king, which is precisely what they go and do. So what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We're coming to you live this Wednesday, December the 22nd, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, here's one that was my favorite last year. Like I said, my favorite changes every year. This is really a remarkable hymn, but it has to be appreciated in many ways as a piece of poetry because it's kind of a choral piece rather than a hymn. Sam in Huntington Beach, California says, "This little babe, so few days old," you may not have heard about it, but once you've heard it once, you never forget it. It's a remarkable hymn. He says, "Because it is so beautifully describes the sublime joy of the incarnation in terms of the victory won for us in Christ over sin, death, and the devil."
This little babe, so few days old, has come to rival Satan's hold. All down the valley's presence way, though he himself bore a public shame.
It's an acquired taste, but let me read a few of the words for you, and perhaps you'll appreciate, because the way it's performed is, it's kind of musically performed exactly the way the poetry of the hymn requires it to be done, so it sounds like flying arrows and crashing spears the way the voices are put together in this. These are just a few words. This is from a poem by Benjamin Britten. This little babe so few days old is come to rifle Satan's fold. All hell doth at his presence quake, though he himself for cold do shake. For in his weak, unarmed wise, the gates of hell he will surprise. The picture here is of a baby who is already doing battle with the forces of sin, death, and the devil, even in his incarnation. I read on. This is why it was one of my favorites last year. With tears he fights and wins the field. His naked breast stands for a shield. His battering shot are babish cries. His arrows, looks of weeping eyes. His martial ensigns cold and need, and feeble flesh, his warrior's steed. This is about deep mysteries of the incarnation here. And, well, while I'm at it, I'll read the entire thing. It's only two more stanzas. His camp is pitched in a stall, his bulwark but a broken wall, his crib his trench, haystacks his stakes. Of shepherds he his muster makes, and thus as sure his foes to wound, the angels trump alarum sound. My soul with Christ thou join to fight, stick to the tents that he hath pight. Within his crib is surest ward, this little babe will be thy guard. If thou wilt foil thy foes with joy, then flit not from this heavenly boy. Well, I mean, it's kind of the ultimate nerd's Christmas hymn, but I think its theology is just downright amazing, no doubt about it. Matt in Norman, Oklahoma says, let all mortal flesh keep silence, which actually does double duty as a Christmas and a communion hymn. He says it may be in the Lord's Supper section, but it is excellent at connecting the Christmas incarnation and the sacrament. I like the way you can have two things in one at the Christmas season. You can have this profound silence before the presence of Christ, and you can have the angels singing and calling everyone, the entire creation, to praise the newborn King. You can have both of these things. It really kind of embodies the whole spirit of authentic Christian worship that is marked by both of those things, by joy that breaks out in song, but also by reverent silence. You know, that's part of what makes why it is that even the most contemporary of the contemporary churches, when it comes Christmas time, fall back to these hymns. Why do they do it? Because the songs that they've chosen are so transient and fleeting, they don't have the sense of time. They don't even have the specificity about Christ's birth sometimes. And they fail to capture what it is, the true worship that the incarnation of Christ elicits from believers. They just fail to capture it. So what do? They go back to the old standards, not just for nostalgia's sake, but because it's actually true that the good hymns, whenever they are written, will last the test of time, but also do the job they're intended to do. Bad hymns sometimes last, sometimes don't, but they simply fail to do the job. They fail to carry out the purpose of facilitating the heights and the depths of authentic Christian worship. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. 10 more minutes of your favorite Christmas hymns after this.
we've produced a new CD of two sermons preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin, one for Christmas and one for Epiphany. And we'll send you this new CD for any size year-end donation. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. And for any size gift before the end of the year, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Christmas and Epiphany sermons.
For Christ-centered, cross-focused worship and preaching, come to St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Bon Terre, Missouri. This is Pastor Charles Henriksen inviting you to join us on Sunday mornings for divine service at 9 o'clock and Bible class at 10:15. St. Matthew's is located in the town of Bon Terre, about a half hour south of St. Louis. For more information, visit us online at stmatthewbt.org. That's stmatthewbt.org.
The faith, once for all, delivered to the saints. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
The latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal is out. It contains an article that I've written titled "The Theology of Jesus. What's the connection between the Church's Confession of Christ and her Confession of the Trinity?" Find out with the latest Issues Etc. journal. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Pastor Mason Beecroft writes about the false promises of Pop American Christianity. Get your copy of the latest Issues Etc. journal by sending your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. 10 more minutes. You're answering our question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We're coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon. Your reasons really are your own, and some of these have actually, as we heard with This Little Babe, kind of brought up some Christmas hymns that are out of the mainstream, not the ones you ordinarily hear. There's one from Stephen in London, England. He writes this, "The Huron Carol, not only was it my late mother's favorite carol, it is always her voice I hear singing it in my mind, but our family vacation home is near the grave of its author, the Jesuit missionary and martyr, Father Jean de Bedeuf." That's the best I'm going to do with that word. His carol is a wonderful example of how universal the gospel is. The author manages to recast the nativity in the language of Native Americans, hunters, gathered without in any way diluting the story of God being flesh to dwell among us. "O little children of the forest free, O sons of Manitou, O holy child of earth and heaven, is born today for you. Come kneel before the radiant boy who brings you beauty, peace, and joy." Well, let's hear a little bit of Huron Carol.
Peace.
The Huron Carol, it's also called "Twas in the Moon of Wintertime." It puts me in mind of a conversation we had with Dr. Norman Nagel some years back, right around the time of Christmas, where he retold the Christmas story from, I think it was the Australian Bible or something along those lines, using all their silly words and names. And again, without diluting the message of the Christmas story. Very interesting choice from Stephen in London, England, and thanks for listening in England. David in Warren, Michigan, he's voting for one by its German and its English name. Stille Nacht, Silent Night, he says, Sehr schön, very beautiful. Both versions, very nice, Craig. Both versions of Silent Night, German and English. When you think about your favorite hymns, you have to think about the words. You have to think about what it is the hymn writer is saying, not just the what, but the who of Christmas. When you contemplate what it is the hymn writer is telling you, not only the story he is telling you, but the theology he is proclaiming to you, then your appreciation for those hymns grow very deep indeed. The winner from all of our listeners who submitted their votes for what their favorite Christmas hymn is and why is O Holy Night.
Yeah.
It's our listener's favorite Christmas hymn for 2010, O Holy Night. Folks, we need a little more than $18,000 to make budget this year here at Lutheran Public Radio. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. Remember, any size gift is deeply appreciated. No gift is too small. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Thanks for listening all this year. And thanks for your support. Tomorrow on the program, Dr. Jeff Gibbs on the birth of Christ according to Matthew's Gospel. Friday on the program, Pastor Will Whedon will be in the studio. We'll study the great Christmas hymn, What Child Is This? A little bit later, Monday on the program, The First Christmas with Dr. Norman Nagel. Tune in, you Nagel fans, for that. We'll also talk with Dr. Arthur just about the hymn Hark the Herald Angels Sing on Tuesday next week. Wednesday, the birth of Christ in the Old Testament. Dr. Ken Cherb will be our guest. We'll talk about the birth of Christ according to the Gospel of John with Dr. Walter A. Meyer II on Thursday next week. And then Friday, we'll round off our Christmas week looking ahead to a new year on New Year's Eve with Dr. Ken Cherb, looking ahead to a new year from the perspective of the Old Testament. Looking forward to some great programming. Thanks for listening this year. We'll be back live with you in the new year. I'm Todd Wilkin. Always, thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.